Brian, thank you very much. It is 5 minutes past 11 and welcome back to the programme. As you just heard on the bulletin there, Northern Ireland's First Minister Arlene Foster has written to Deputy First Minister Michelle O'Neill calling for her to step aside from her role while the PSNI investigate alleged breaches of COVID-19 restrictions during the funeral of Bobby Storey on Tuesday. Well, I'm joined on the line now by Colm Eastwood, who is SDLP leader and MP for Foyle, and also by Sammy Wilson, DUP MP for East Antrim. And good morning to you both, and thank you very much for joining me. Colm, I'll come to you first. Sinn Féin have been very strong in their defence of all of this. Just yesterday we were speaking to Piers Doherty on this programme. He said that the funeral cortege observed the 30 people limit and the social distancing that is required under the guidelines. So why are you calling for Michelle O'Neill to stand aside?
Well, it's absolutely clear that they broke the regulations. There are countless photographs now of the Sinn Féin leadership standing and also sitting right beside each other and beside other people. The point about this is Michelle O'Neill makes the rules. She communicated the public health message to the public, rightly so. The public went with it. They made huge sacrifices. I can tell you the number of families that I have spoken to who buried loved ones during this pandemic who weren't able to do the normal thing, like bury your loved one with your community around you. And they're absolutely furious. One of our own long-standing MLAs, John Dallet, died in the middle of this. I couldn't, and none of his colleagues could go to a wake or a funeral or do any of those things because we understood that the public health comes first. So I think Sinn Féin are doubling down on this argument. It's absolutely clear that they're wrong. And I heard Piers Doherty on your programme yesterday, and I heard him say that if it had been on Sunday, he wouldn't have travelled to Belfast because of the restrictions in the south around not being able to leave your own county. Well, on Saturday, before that, Michelle O'Neill travelled to Dublin to the convention centre when Micheál Martin's own family couldn't go from Cork. So this is a case of Sinn Féin putting party and movement before the people. And I think there is a huge level of public anger out there around this. And they want to dismiss this as people playing politics. It is not that at all. The families of people who died during this pandemic are leading the call for action to be taken because it is now beyond possible for Michelle O'Neill to give any public health message because she has broken her own rules.
Yeah, and just on the issue of Michelle O'Neill travelling to Dublin, I know Sinn Féin has said that she was travelling for a work event, and that is what people have been doing throughout the pandemic, is in certain instances travelling.
She had no reason to be there.
Sammy Wilson.
She had no more reason to be there than Micheál Martin's family.
Sammy Wilson is also on the line. Sammy, your reaction to this?
Well, first of all, unusually I agree totally with everything Colin has said, and I don't think that this is political. Certainly, all of the comments which I have had, and I'm just out of my own office here in Larne at present, we had numerous calls this morning, many of them from people who, by their name and from the localities they come from in my constituency, are clearly not DUP voters. But this has become personal with most people, where they feel, look, we were required to isolate ourselves from our families, sometimes in the most difficult circumstances. Not allowed and told not to do certain things for the good of the country and for the good of the health service and for the good of our community. We were told these things by Michelle O'Neill in her position as Deputy First Minister. She preached at us that we had to do these things and indeed there would be penalties if we didn't behave in the way she expected us to behave. And then arrogantly, she has believed that these things don't apply to her.
But hold on, again, Sammy, Michelle O'Neill and Piers Doherty. Sorry, Sammy. Michelle O'Neill and Piers Doherty and others in Sinn Féin have been very strongly rejecting the claim that they broke the rules. They said the funeral cortege under the rules is 30 people. That's what they did. We saw them walking along the street and they were distancing along the street. They went into the church as is allowed under the rules. And it wasn't their fault that all the other people showed up.
No, that's not true. I mean, as Colm has pointed out, numerous videos and photographs are now emerging as to how the rules were broken. And there's now the public perception. I've heard this again from Sinn Féin before. Perception is important as well. But the reality is, of course, there are pictures to show this, but we're well used. Don't forget, we're used to people in Sinn Féin denying that they've really anything to do with the IRA. So, I mean, a lie doesn't really come difficult to them.
All right, well, we're not going to accuse the entire party of lying, if you don't mind.
I think that the photographs which have come out have indicated quite clearly that the rules were broken, and that the rules were broken by someone who has been making those rules, preaching to others.
What rules were broken, in your view?
And, you know, this kind of arrogance from Sinn Féin, where the things that apply to the rest of the population shouldn't apply to them, I think has cost them a lot of credibility. And don't forget, and this is the point, Arlene Foster is working hard, and as are other executive members, to try and steer Northern Ireland through a most difficult health crisis and the economic consequences of that health crisis. Government has to have some credibility. And if those who Sinn Féin have appointed to government have lost that credibility, then it rubs off on the rest of the executive. And that's why I think it is important, from the point of view of good governance, this is not politics, from the point of view of good governance, that if there's a minister who, by her behaviour, has affected her own credibility and the credibility of the administration to which she belongs, then she should step down.
All right, I just want to come back to you on this, just on the crowds that were there, because again, a lot of talk about that. But Sinn Féin said very strongly yesterday, Piers Doherty, that the Sinn Féin party actively encouraged people to stay away. And again, What do you mean that's
not true? It's not true. Because I know for a fact that Sinn Féin officials in Derry were texting their own members, asking them to come to Belfast, to wear black and white suits, to be there by 8:30, to quote, be briefed by Belfast comrades. They actively encouraged their own people, and you can see by the photographs that many of their own people from Derry turned up at that funeral.
Okay, well, I don't know if that's true or not. We have asked for a statement from Sinn Féin on it, and if we do get a response on that.
There are countless photographs of huge numbers of people organised, paid by Sinn Féin at that funeral.
All right.
And if you look just
Sammy, I'd just like to ask a question, please, if you don't mind. Thank you. What is the end game here for both of you? You're both calling for her to step aside, so will you walk away from the executive over this?
No, we'll not walk away from the executive over this. And I've said earlier on, this is all about making sure that the executive, first of all, has credibility, continues to be able to do its job and to govern Northern Ireland effectively. This is not about wrecking the executive. This is about making sure that the executive can actually work in a way which is effective and which has some credibility with the people who are governed by it.
Okay, we do have a statement just in from a Sinn Féin spokesperson who says, Michelle O'Neill will not be stepping aside as a Deputy First Minister under any circumstances. The funeral of Bobby Storey was organised in accordance with the grieving family's wishes. The organisers did everything they could to ensure regulations were met, and if it was not for the plan that organisers put in place with the PSNI to limit the numbers, then there would have been even bigger numbers in attendance. Sammy, she's not...
I don't think anybody believed that, Sarah. And if you look at the graveside where there was an oration at the Republican plot, you had seats laid out right beside each other. The Sinn Féin leadership were sitting there shoulder to shoulder in full public view, not caring one bit about social distancing. They knew exactly what they were doing. It was totally organised by Sinn Féin and the Republican movement. And what we're being told by Sinn Féin
is that
the movement comes first. And remember, it was Martin McGuinness and myself who asked Arlene Foster to step aside for a period of time to have an investigation into RHI. But it's one rule for everybody else.
Okay, Sammy's not walking away, Colin, would you?
No, we're absolutely not walking away. We've been elected to be there. I mean, we're frustrated every single day by the way in which that executive works, but we'll not be being hounded out of government.
All right, Colm Eastwood, SDLP leader.
But Sinn Féin need to reflect on this.
Okay, Colm Eastwood, SDLP leader and MP for Foyle, and also Sammy Wilson, DUP MP for East Antrim. Thank you both very much for joining me.